Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host right here on ATR Golden Vibes. Hey, get ready for our great show tonight. As usual, we're going to start this thing off with the Baton Rouge song. And boy, is Baton Rouge in a big turmoil. Hey, the week past has been pretty wild with the murder of a black man here in Baton Rouge. And we're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. But let's get on with the Baton Rouge song. Start it just like we always do right here.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
That's the Baton Rouge song. Hey, let me go grab my co-host, Janisa Nelson, and bring her on the show. And just want to talk a little bit. You know, we're going to put some music in the background real low and kind of keep that low. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Henry, how are you?
I'm good, too. You know, just kind of melancholy and thinking about everything that's going on in Baton Rouge. You know, we have a great city. We really do. And, you know, it's just really wild to see what can happen with one situation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I do agree that Baton Rouge is a great city. I do agree that we have wonderful people living in the city of Baton Rouge, and we also have great officials, city officials in this city. It's unfortunate at this time with the situation as it is. We can't seem to just come together. So it's my hope that at one point that we all can get together and resolve these issues that we have.
I agree. You know, and it's, and what's really, really interesting is that, you know, there seems to be a torn consentment, you know, about what needs to be done. I've looked at a lot of the videos today of community leaders speaking, different people voicing and airing their opinions, different actions, different reactions, and everybody wanting the same goal, you know, wanting to reach the same goal. They're basically trying to say that people need to be heard, and all races need to be treated equal from the law. And it's really interesting just to see how, you know, people are, different people are putting it in their own words, so to speak. You know, I was
yeah.
I was looking at Ernest Johnson, NAACP leader, and he had made a statement. And his statement was simple. He was basically saying that, you know, it's time to gather the facts and address this case from a fact point. And he was advising the citizens of Baton Rouge to be mindful that they're professionals and they're people trained to do just that. And then there are other opinions. You know, I watched, McClanahan from the NAACP as well. And he's the local chapter president, East Baton Rouge. And he had a whole different take on it. He said he'd like to see somebody go out and maybe do a citizen's arrest on one of the cops or somebody who was involved in a shooting. I mean, that's another opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people are torn.
Yeah, they are, and that's a really sad thing. I just hope that we come to the point where, because we've had talks before, and we continue to have talks. However, I just wish for the people of Baton Rouge to just take a step back, allow the administration to do what they need to do to resolve these issues. However, continue to utilize their right to protest, but in a peaceful manner, because we don't need anything additional to go on in this city other than what has happened, and not only in Baton Rouge but other cities in this country. So there is a way to do things, and I mean, if we know our history and we look back during the civil rights movement, that we accomplished things through peace, and I believe that this still can happen today.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also, you know, see the value, though, of people applying pressure to the system. Because sometimes, you know, like, you can expedite things by letting people know the urgency of what it is that needs to be addressed. And the groups that are aggressive toward that, you know, there are people in the city like Silky Slim. I'm watching different other people who are, you know, who are pretty aggressive. And, you know, I'm watching protesters come from other marketplaces. And, of course, they're coming in frustrated and already on the edge, you know, so they're aggressive and they're doing what they have to do. But it's amazing, though, just to see, you know, the different viewpoints, because it's obvious America is one big, awesome melting pot. And, you know, you wanted to say years ago that California, New York, Detroit, and places like that, Miami was the melting pot of, you know, America. But now it's, all creeds, races, and colors are everywhere. So there is no, you know, isolation. You know, there's no real isolation point.
And that's very true. And I made a statement the other day. I was speaking to someone about this very same thing. And I said, you know, what we fail to remember is that everyone, it doesn't matter your background, your economic background, your ethnicity. It doesn't matter about that. We are all connected by one common thing, and that's humanity.
Absolutely.
And if we just take the time to explore it.
I'm going to bring on Marsha Groff. She's standing by. Let's see her in queue. Marsha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I only heard part of what was Janisa was saying, but humanity is definitely a key word there.
Yeah,
so,
you're pretty much talking about some of the issues and talking about what's going on in Baton Rouge right now. A lot of my friends across the world are checking in and saying, hey, man, what's really going on? And, you know, in a nutshell, you know, it's like you have a new conscience arising. You have people are hardcore believers that all people should be treated the same by the law, especially the police and the authorities. And there, you know, there's obvious a major concern with the killing of Alton and the way he was killed. Most people
from what I've read in the Advocate today, because they released, I think I threw the darn front page out. It almost is like he was at the wrong place at the wrong time because they called in about somebody else that
right.
was threatening him in the parking lot. And unfortunately, he was the one that got hit. And I've had friends check in too, because my one friend in St. Louis went through the Ferguson thing. And of course, we went through the Ferguson thing when you came out to Los Angeles and the protesters got on the freeway and had shut it down.
Of course.
We have gotten to that point, thank goodness. And I also find it odd that out of 50-some protesters that were arrested, only 7 were from here. So obviously there's agitators coming in from other places.
And that speaks volumes right there. You know, it's people are so fed up around the U.S. they're willing to take a trip to go get in something. Or get involved in something, or go to jail for some reason or some cause that they believe in.
And I think everyone in the country is just fed up with it, regardless to what your opinion is or what your feelings may be about whatever situation it is. Everyone is fed up. I mean, it's a disruption of our lives, whether it's good or bad. It's still a disruption, and
right.
we want
and
it to end.
Right. People just wanted to stop them. You want it to stop in a way where everybody's treated fairly and equal, and you can get an opportunity to see why, you know, people feel that way. You know, I mean, I know I have. I told Janisa Marshall, I've gone through a lot of the video and looked at a lot of the protests that are going on, and I've been consciously trying to just digest everything because, you know, in the big scheme of things and all the stuff that we have to do on a day-to-day basis around here in the office and for our production team and for stuff that we're doing, it's hard to just stop and focus on just that because we have responsibilities and they're going to continue to come in. But I've been trying my best to digest, you know, some of what the community is experiencing. And, you know, one other thing I thought about deeply, Janisa, because I've had the opportunity to travel everywhere and do a lot of stuff, and I haven't really spent a lot of time on the streets of Baton Rouge in years, you know, just kind of being out there. Because when I'm out there, you know, I'm driven by business. So I'm out there doing some business, or I'm out there interacting or doing something with community people or leaders or something to some degree. It's a whole different ballgame, though, when you're just out there, you know. This guy was a CD salesman. You know, and to break it down all the way, he was a bootlegger. He made copies of DVD movies and CD things that he was illegal for him to sell, but that's how he earned his living. So just to say that alone, you know, is major. And then, you know, he's not the only one doing it. A lot of Americans are doing that because that's the way they earn a living. Most of them don't even know it's illegal at all. You know, that's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, we have a dead guy here, who should have been dead. So,
yeah.
But anyway, we're just talking about the situation. We're just airing out some thoughts and feelings and ideas and kind of doing a basic report on what's happening here in the city. I know the new Black Panther Party has come in. They're here. Al Sharpton was supposed to be here on Sunday, but I'm not sure if he's here now. I haven't been able to verify that. But there was a rumor that he was supposed to be here on Sunday. but I've been able to verify that.
Well, I'd like for, if I may, I'd like for our listeners all over the United States as well as the world, who's ever tuning in, to understand that we love our city and we want peace. And we ask that you just pray for us and to, in solidarity, hold our hand through the internet waves if you can, and just stand with us. We stand for peace. We stand for the right.
Yes, and I think that's a very good thing. And also, I think everybody needs to be aware that if we draw the terrorists away from the the police away from the protests, we still have terrorists out there that are going to do a lot worse than something worse than what we've seen. And I certainly wouldn't want to live here without a police force or anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, because it could present an opportunity for them. We hope that it doesn't come to that, but you're absolutely right. I do agree that if you take the attention off of one thing, you know, there's an opportunity for something else to happen. And we're just hoping that that does not present itself, you know, but it is a concern, and it should
be.
Right. You know,
so
a lot
the
of
heat too, and maybe that'll break the tension. You know?
Yeah, a lot of my friends have interesting questions, and one of the questions that keep popping up over and over and over, they say, Henry, what was the relationship like before this incident between police and African American men and women? And I said, you know, there are several different here. I hear people all the time say things like, the police are pretty serious. You know, one of the things Ross Wayne pointed out to me today, he called in and he was talking, and he said, Henry, he said, you know, one of the things that made me very careful with Baton Rouge, he said, I remember you saying to me when I first started Baton Rouge with you guys, and you know, that Ross Wayne, this is not New Orleans where people just hang and do whatever. You know, basically what he was saying was that I warned him that this was the capital city. And
right.
They run a tight ship. And it's kind of a no-nonsense environment where people are expecting a business community environment.
Well, I do agree with that. And this city, too, and I think we've talked about this before, that there is a lot of diversity in this city. And with diversity, it brings about change. And the mindset of a lot of people here have changed over the years, just since I've been here. And I've only been back for 4 years. So I recognized that change as soon as I got back here, which is a great thing, which also presents different opportunities for us if we go in and we have these intelligent conversations and town hall meetings where we can accomplish things just by discussing our side of the story and listening to their side of the story and putting things together. We can come together as one. I mean, we may not agree on every point, and that's normal because everybody feels differently about things. However, we can always come to one common ground, and that's to have respect for one another's opinion about everything that's going on. I still believe
You know, when Wayne pointed out to me that I had given him that warning some years ago, I thought back on that situation because, you know, when you go to New Orleans and you're walking around the French Quarter and on the street, people have a sense of, you know, open containers, just kind of doing what you do and letting it flow, you know. And Baton Rouge is a different animal. I mean, this is the capital city. Look at it as a business center and mecca. And they treat it as such.
And it's almost like a no-nonsense tolerance at a certain level because, yes, you may hear, right now in my community, I live in a predominant black African community. And, I mean, you don't hear any loud music, do you, right now, Marsha? You don't hear, any boom boxes going off. You don't hear a whole bunch of noise outside. And for the most part, that's the way this is. You know?
I was going to, now that the neighbors left, but no, normally no. It's pretty quiet. I agree.
Right. So it's one of those things where, you have to look at the environment. And so that means that the police are not called in my community every day. We don't call them every day for something or whatever have you. And somebody asks, how's the relationship? I don't know because I'm not dealing with them. But that doesn't mean that a street guy that lives on another side of town is not dealing with them every day.
Right.
So it just left something to think about, a thought.
Right. Well, myself coming from the law enforcement community, I've had to work shoulder to shoulder with them. And, of course, you know what my mindset is. But I work with some really nice guys. And they have feelings. What was so good about that relationship that I had with them? They may think one way, but they're still human beings. And they still have feelings. They have families. They have moms, dads, children, wives, and husbands. And it's the blue uniform. It's much more to it than that. Just like we want them to know.
Yeah, of course, it's a person wearing it.
Absolutely. But you know what? It's much more behind this black skin, too. So it goes, it's the same thing on both sides of the spectrum, But finding that common ground, that's the problem. We have to find the common ground.
It's so crucial and it's so important that we find it.
Right.
On that note, we're going to go back to the Baton Rouge song and play it one time because we believe that Baton Rouge is a great city. And we know that we will overcome this and go to greater height. 2017 is our centennial, our bicentennial. So we should have something to celebrate. Let's make something good happen, So here it is again, the Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Oh, Baton Rouge. If you visit one time, you're gonna make this your home. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge,
Baton Rouge.
You will love it, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Come on, y'all, visit Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Lord, you can't refuse. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
We've been talking about bad moods, and I hope that something we was able to play or say made a difference in your life. And I hope you got some insight on what's going on here in the capital city. And, you know, we're dealing with this whole situation. And we'll keep you posted, and you stay right there. We're going to leave you with the bad moods. So I'm going to play it for you on the way out the show. Thank you so much. Until the next
bad
time.
Bad moods, bad moods. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time.
I'm a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
Bad rules,
bad rules,
bad rules,
bad rules,
bad rules.
Bad rules.
almost wrong. If you visit one time, you won't.